This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, sitting in for Terry Gross. When Ray Charles died last month, Ed Ward realized he had a copy of a famous tape of Charles rehearsing with just a piano, his producer, and an engineer back in 1953. It's a beautifully captured memory of a great talent discovering what he can do. And today, we get a guided tour.
My best guess is that it's the spring of 1953. Ray Charles has been with Atlantic Records for around 6 months, and he's gathered with his producer, Ahmet Ertegun, and engineer Tom Dowd to get some material together for his second recording session with them. Now, Atlantic is just one of a lot of struggling young record companies recording rhythm and blues at this point, but it's different. Ertegun and his brother Neshwi are jazz fans, and it's from this angle that they're approaching this young talent they've just signed. The engineer, too, is way more overqualified than he needs to be by the standards of the time. This is a record company that would list the microphones and tape recorders used in their recordings once they started putting out albums. Most rhythm and blues companies would just hire a pickup band and let the singer play onto a tape for 3 hours, but the Atlantic crew is determined to get the highest quality results out of the least amount of time. That's why they've sat down with Ray in the studio, which is actually the Atlantic offices with the desks pushed back against the wall, and had Dowd record the process of him learning the new material. Only then will they call in the band, which will include top-flight musicians like guitarist Mickey Baker and modern jazz quartet drummer Connie Kay, and cut a session. First up is a song called Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker is credited to someone named A. Nugitri, a songwriter so successful that one poor soul at a competing record label once called Atlantic looking to set up a lunch date so that he could steal him away. Asked to spell the name backwards, he saw that it was Ertegun and slunk away. So that's Ahmet Ertegun's voice you hear on this track, feeding Ray the lyrics. Apparently, the list of songs to be recorded hadn't been settled yet, and so Ray spent the next few minutes going through some musical ideas they might be able to use. Finally, he hits on this one.
Man, that's the tune I heard a long time ago.
All right.
I don't. That's just one other one I thought of. I shouldn't even play it. Please don't be angry with me, baby, because I'm going away. Don't be angry with me, baby, because I'm going away. I tried to love you, baby, but you didn't hear a word I said.
After this, he begins playing a country tune, which someone in the room correctly identifies as Little Rock Getaway. I used to play in a hillbilly band, Ray informs him, and plays some more. But clearly, the previous song is still with him, because this is what happens next.
Your ways keep changing, like the shifting desert sand. You see what I mean? Now, you got that part right. See, you only got six words there.
Ray, do it again. I'm going to mic on it.
You know what I mean?
That's
what I mean, and you should have all your verses like that. See, that way I won't have to get off. I gamble on your love, baby. And all I... What's it? and get.
The earlier tune has become Losing Hand, one of his first really great records. They run through it a few more times, with Dowd adding an odd echo effect electronically, and then it's on to the next song, for which Ray's only learned the chorus, so Ahmet helps with the verses.
You know that. I can't stand
it.
I'm telling you, it's on my nerves.
As I passed by a real fine hotel, a chick walked out. Sure looks well. I gave her the eye, started to carry on. My Cadillac cruised up and switched. She was gone.
It should have been me. It should have been me. You know it should have been me. Riding in a Cadillac.
The mysterious New Guitry, though, has another song, and apparently Ray hasn't heard it yet. So after a try at a song called Nobody, and Ray showing off by blasting through a few bars of bebop, they get down to it.
Yourself out like a fan and mess around. Mess around. Hold your baby and do the mess around. Well, all get juice. You can
mess around would become Ray's first chart hit, reaching number 5 on the R&B charts nearly a year later. At this point, they had 4 of the 5 songs he'd record at the session, and so after Ray ran through Lowell Fulson's Sinner's Prayer and everyone liked it, they must have called it a day. Ray finished out with some nice boogie piano, and whether anyone knew it or not, his career as a star was about to begin.
Ed Ward lives in Berlin.